You gotta know it's the TV episodes now.
Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling TV.
Hello.
TV.
We're back.
I mean, episode two seasons.
Does anyone know what episode this is?
Oh, 15.
Oh.
15?
But yeah, but season two, episode one.
Hawaiian Feeling episode 15, titled Season Two, Episode One.
That's pretty good. Who said that, I wonder?
Oh. Rid. Who's the guy who made Dharma and Greg?
Greg?
Chris Tucker.
Chuck Lorre?
Oh, God. We have Adam on the horn.
Hey!
If you didn't know him then, you gotta know him by now.
Playing the horns like his life depends on it.
He is absolutely afraid of roller coasters.
Afraid of coasters!
That was like my horn.
Damn.
Sorry, guys.
Who else we got? One, two, John, Neve. You got it.
3-4, he locked the door.
Knocking, it's Johnny, Adam. You gotta say something about Johnny.
Was it not 1-2? All right, here we go. Johnny, if you could go any higher, you wouldn't be high enough to hang out.
This is bar none.
Pretty good.
This is a great episode so far. Evan Lorich is in the building
if
too.
He could get high. He couldn't get high enough.
Is this still about Johnny?
No, this is Evan.
This is Evan. If he lived here, he'd be home by now.
I want to know who killed Evan.
Damn.
Very strange.
This is a special mystery show episode of the podcast.
Because we can't find the one, the only Big Ben Anthony.
Hello.
He's burning.
He's burning up over there in his long johns.
Yeah, I'm wearing long johns.
I thought I saw him on a quarter, but it was actually the peach on Georgia.
That was my nickname.
The peach on Georgia.
That was the original name of the Island of Misfit Toys.
Oh.
The peach on Georgia, and then the logo was just like my face on a quarter. Yeah, it was hard. It was a hard sell.
That's a hard sell, huh?
Yeah. Goodness. First episode of season two, guys.
First episode 15, I think we've ever done.
Yeah, by far, bar none.
Bar far.
Goodness. That's what I call any Heath bar that isn't mine. It's a bar too far.
It's always one bar too far.
If you could eat a Heath bar, you couldn't eat enough. Do you guys see what I'm trying to say?
This is a nightmarish episode of Hawaiian.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Good. I am laying down.
Now, Adam, you're Adam, already.
Adam, I have a question. I need you to tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, what is some...
Also, what are you doing right now? You look kind of comfortable.
He's laying down.
Right now, I'm laying on most of the cords involved in the recording of this episode.
When you lay in a bed, do you kind of do the same thing with the cords?
Well, okay. I think this is really going to help you.
Yeah,
imagine if you could lay in a bed.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. What couldn't you do? Lay it in enough.
Yeah, I guess I would put cords.
Lay in it enough. Then. So you would put cords on it.
Oh, I need the electricity to be going from one side of my bed to the other. Am I supposed to put it under my bed?
You gotta hold it down.
Some people use their MacBook transformer to heat their feet.
Someone send help to the Grim Bugatti. This is episode 15.
It's the best episode yet because it's the first TV show episode.
Is this the first episode where we all get help?
If you could get help.
How do we fix the TV?
This is help.
My God.
Yeah, this is a video, but the TV's broken. Yeah.
Yesterday, I was just home alone. The TV was like, help.
Can you imagine how spooky that would be? Like, you hear a voice in your house. It's an ethereal voice that you just hear going, help. And then you start figuring out where it's coming from. It's coming from this direction. And you find out it's like a small voice coming from the TV.
That would be one of the places I would most prefer it to be coming from, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably the best possible
place. What if, like, when things broke
from
in your house, they asked you for help?
Oh, no.
Help.
Well, that would, you would help, guess in, like, help, a sort of smart house scenario.
Yeah.
That when things are broken, you needed to know about it.
Welcome to the smart house episode.
This is, yeah, smarthouse.tv.
Welcome to smart house.
Beep boop. This Tony is, the first is a giant idiot.
Fuck you.
It is against my programming.
Programming your smart house.
This house is so smart.
It is against my programming to tell a lie.
That's a pretty good Robin impression, dude. Thank
you. That's a great Robin.
I didn't say that, though. That was the house.
Oh, it was the house. That was the smart house.
Oh. Yeah, the new way to find this podcast is going to hf.smarthouse.tv/podcasts, and that's how you find, yeah, like, the first teaser episode.
You
want to
go to mix107.3.com?
Oh, my God.
It's a radio station.
Okay. That's for sale.
It's for sale, and if you buy it, you can hang out in the smart house.
Damn.
Nice. No,
also,
feeling smart house.
You may have noticed by now, listeners, this is the first episode of Hawaiian Feeling that's actually a fail compilation.
This episode is sponsored by Fail Blog.
Mostly Dad Fails.
Dad Fails.
We're sponsored by Fail Blog. We're sponsored by Flubo.
Wait, we
thought about La Cocina.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, La Cocina.
Guys, breaking, we should talk about this.
Yeah, breaking news.
I'm not going to handle this one. I'm most removed from this.
Have you never eaten there?
No, haven't eaten there. Right, so I think I've met that guy once.
Mr. Cocina?
Three of the four of us on Hawaiian Feeling are involved in a big internet fight.
Yeah, we got a real beef right now.
Let's just say
it's dead.
Actually,
well, no.
Actually, Tim apologized.
Act one is over.
Act one?
You should comment asking for questions for the podcast.
Oh,
try and get them to listen to Hawaiian Feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If they became aware of, like, our podcast and then became very big fans, the story of how we all became friends would be very stupid.
Really weird.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And they'd definitely be friends, like, I'd only want to know on the internet. I don't want to know, Ashley. Well, we should talk about it.
We should explain this.
She has kids. That's the most important thing about this whole story.
Someone handle this.
A lot of, so me, Evan, Anthony, and our friend Tim all live really close to this Mexican restaurant called La Cocina. And I guess Tim today was on their reviews page on Facebook, and somebody gave it a 1-star review saying, this place is a poor, it's like the worst excuse for a Mexican restaurant I've ever been to. Oh, and we love the place. We think it's amazing.
It's, I think, one of the
top
best.
Notch.
It's really cheap and amazing. Yeah. And it just turned into this huge, just back and forth between us and this, like, these two girls. And we're just like, you did not go there. We're like calling them out on lying about going there. And they're like, no, we did go there. And we're like, yeah, we'll prove it.
Yeah. Johnny got very into the idea of, like, getting a scan of a receipt.
Yeah. She said her brother-in-law paid for it. And I was like, well, maybe we can get him to chime in.
Yeah, get
maybe
his credit card history.
Check his
credit
card.
That's going to be act two. That's what I'm saying.
How do you spell it? Because all the listeners could go check this out, right? Because it's on a public Facebook page.
It is. Unless she deleted it. I took a screenshot, though.
Okay. La, as in do re mi la, L-A.
It's
Los Angeles.
Yep.
Cocina.
Do re mi la. Yeah. It's gonna, like, go up like a fourth there or whatever.
Yeah. Na, 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 la. Cocina.
It's and fa, dude.
Oh, is it
fa? Cocina.
Do re mi fa so la.
Oh, la is the sixth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I guess I don't care.
Wow. soul fail.
Damn.
They have
for anyone who knows,
sponsored by Fail.
So this is a soul fall is the music defender.
More like soul fail.
Yeah, we're talking about how Tim is the La Cocina defender.
You got to come through and defend something you really love. Big defender.
You got to.
La Cocina is fucking sick. It's spelled La, as in do re mi la. No, that's wrong. Call.
It's just wrong, dude.
Call, as in, like,
that's gross.
Colorado.
Call, yeah, like the abbreviation for Colorado. See, as in, like,
I see you.
Yeah, I see you.
But not spelled like that.
Like an intensive care unit. You know?
And you, as in you, the viewer, like, of this TV show.
Wait, what? Not co see you? What? Is that how you spell Lock of Cena?
Yeah, dude, I'm fielding questions.
You can COCINA, is
yeah,
that
it's,
it?
It's LACOCINA.
Look it up.
I'm going to ask.
NSA.
Tell this person how wrong she is.
Tell me the receipt and CC Evan.
CC me on that.
Can you CC Evan and Tim? Thank
carbon
you.
Carbon copy. Evan. How many carbon copies of you?
And BCC Adam, because he's probably interested, but we don't.
That's true. BCC me. Also send me the menu. And I'll see you at La Cocina. And
give me your Xbox Live gamer tag, maybe. We
game.
Play some Halo 2.
Yeah, sure. Guys, if any of our listeners are true gamers,
my gamer tag is actually Halo 2, so I should be pretty easy to find.
That is so sick.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that happened today. Guys, we've been away from the podcast for a minute now.
Yeah,
It's been
3 or 4 months.
Yeah,
cool. Was the last episode the ambiguous pizza party?
Yeah. Yes, oh yeah. Yeah.
That's the one where you were standing up the entire time. Now you're laying down.
You were standing. Season 2 is very different.
This is like that game they play on Whose Line Is It Anyway, where only one person can be standing.
One person lays down.
We're kind of sitting one in a different part of the room too.
Yeah, we're mixing it up.
It's true.
We expanded.
They mixed up the room.
Oh fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, Allison, our intern, came in and rearranged all the furniture.
Is it actually okay to swear in season 2? Because we're on TV now.
Oh.
Is this on FX?
Is this okay? Let us know.
Imagine if this got picked up by FX.
Like podcast.
A black screen and just the audio.
Like, I think maybe like a still picture of us, or just like the stupid logo.
Like a 120p picture. Right. But it's just kind of like sitting in this room.
140p, let's be real.
It's like a silent version of the Instagram video you just posted.
Guys,
we should get into vines. Like
Hawaiian
feeling.
I had a cool vine.
Hawaiian feeling.
I couldn't do my vines anymore because all my vines were one kind of vine. But then, Netflix stopped having the picture of the movie change cycling between 3, so I had to stop. Now they do that again. One of my classic vines was the taxi driver. The like 3 stills from Taxi Driver cycling, and I played that like cool Nirvana song. This is like
heart shaped box.
Yeah, so it was like heart shaped box over a slideshow of Taxi Driver. It was good.
That's incredible. What happened to it?
It's still there.
Good.
I forget my Vine name.
This is gonna be great.
Adam.
Google Adam Vine. Don't click on anything about Adam Devine.
One was Spider-Man and Walk on the Wild Side. That was a good one.
So was it all just stills and songs?
Yeah, it's like a slideshow.
All right.
Adam, you should have called your Vine Adam Devine.
Oh.
Adam Devine.
Like Adam Lambert?
Yeah.
Kinda. I realized, so when I was doing those vines, at first I thought like, oh, it'd be fun if I did like stupid movies and stupid songs. But then I realized it was better to do movies and songs that people actually like.
Yeah.
Because then it's like I'm making fun of them.
But in a way that people don't normally think about them.
Right. Like, Travis Bickle being kind of like a emo.
Vine is all about thinking outside the box with your comedy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, it's also all about Wrigley Field, the vines on
Vine
the wall.
Capital of the world.
Yeah,
it's true.
Name a ballpark with more vines.
With more capitals.
Hilarious vines too.
Yeah,
these are hilarious.
Wrigley Field just is sponsored by Vine and is hilarious.
Do you think Wrigley Field has like a lame punny Vine channel?
They have like a YouTube video called Best Vines 2014. That's really
do
sick.
They?
Yeah, it's only like 15.
Wrigley Field.
Which, by the way, speaking of vines and stuff, do you remember when this was going to be called Wine Country?
Wine Country.
Oh, I
we had
do remember
so many
that.
Names.
Still
I
a good
we
one.
We went through them, right?
Yeah, I we went through so. Them on the first that.
On SO1 EO1.
It's pretty cool that we're separated into seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through them again?
I'm Winter.
Do you guys have the script for the first episode?
Script?
Do we want to do a script reading of the first episode?
A sick line reading. God, that'd be horse shit. That'd make this a terrible podcast. My goodness. Should we get into what we've been doing for the past, like, 3 months? 4 months?
Has it been three
get
months?
Get everybody up to speed.
Gotten into couscous. That was today. I made couscous for the first time today.
Couscous
really?
Is sick.
It's really easy to make.
It's very fun to eat, too.
You just put it in a bowl and then put 1.5 times as much hot water in it. Let it sit, and then you're done.
Guys, couscous is the weirdest flavor of Dippin' Dots. Have you ever thought about that?
Dude, why don't you fuck off?
God damn it. I'll see you guys later.
Is couscous what used to be on Subway's old hearty Italian bread? I think not.
This episode is all about what couscous isn't. What isn't couscous?
Season two. What isn't couscous? No,
it's not, you can make a good episode out of
couscous
what isn't
TV?
Couscous. Couscous TV.
That's someone's shitty YouTube channel.
Well, we all know what you were doing, Anthony.
Not everyone. Not everyone in the world who listens to this podcast, which is like only one guy.
I think you should go first because yours is the most
small.
I mean,
summable.
Yeah, mine was definitely the longest situation. You know, I got a long.
All right, some of the chief characters. Season one, Anthony had the longest situation.
He was on a speedboat.
I feel like they
was on a speedboat for 3 months, going 70 knots.
Yeah,
we're
gonna do
3 months
with the situation. In this segment, we're also gonna do like high school yearbook superlatives for season one. So Anthony gets longest situation.
But that isn't season one.
Season one gap. The gap.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, season one gap. Situation.
Yeah.
So we have season gap superlatives. Yeah.
Someone Photoshop these with pictures of us.
All right. Tell us about your situation.
I was working on a cruise ship through the Second City. Second City did not charter a cruise.
Nor did the ship go through Chicago.
Yeah, not at all. The Second City puts casts of comedians accompanied by a musical director on a cruise ship for months at a time for the heck of it. And they
for fun.
For kicks.
I've been there for 3 months and I just got back 2 days ago. Tell me about it.
Have you been to La Cucina?
Yeah. Went there yesterday with John over there.
Yeah.
And it was.
We had a tortoise special. Also, I just got a text from Tim and Rose saying, wow, fucking love La Cucina till the day I die.
Tim, shouts out.
Shouts out.
You know, you gotta know by now, man. You're funny. Adam, what do you think you're. Do you have to be awarded?
Wait, that was it? That's all you're gonna say about it?
I mean, I'm sure
it'll come up
things
naturally.
Things are gonna come up.
It was your life for 3 months.
And genuinely, because you guys are pals. If you have questions about it, I have a lot to say.
Was it slippery on top?
Parts of it certainly were.
Was it a slope?
Yeah, I mean, the whole job was a slippery slope.
How many knots did you do on average?
Oh, fuck. Probably like a million.
Did it rain?
Yes, and that's what caused
the
top
made it
to be slippery.
How high did water spray?
Weirdly high.
Really?
Yeah. Like cuckoo high.
Did you ever hear like a
I did hear the ship's horn whenever we had a ship drill, which it like was roughly every 2 minutes. And like
every 2 minutes.
No, it was just
makes
like,
for a very long situation.
Yeah, no, it's about as long as situations get, I guess.
Did anyone
was it difficult to get to the main deck from your cabin?
The main deck.
Yeah. Wait, is there
poop
a main deck?
The big
not really. Like there's like three decks where fun stuff happens. A lot of crew decks, a lot of passenger staying.
The poop deck.
I have a question.
Is that where you go poop?
Do they make people wait in line? Whoa.
What?
We don't say that kind of shit here.
Yeah, this is TV now. We're syndicated.
Okay.
Do they make people wait in line to like reenact the Titanic thing?
Yeah.
They do?
Mm-hmm. No, no one does that because no one wants to die. Dude.
Did anyone fall off?
Did...
Yes.
Really? What?
Yes.
Tell us, Mr.
God.
How far would they have fallen?
Pretty far.
Seven decks.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
They fall into the water?
Into the water.
Did they
luckily, drop? We were in port, which makes it even crazier. And did the guy was going after his phone.
Did they die? Wait, so his phone fell off, so he dove after it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Seriously, like, he thought he could, like, catch it in the air?
It was drunk.
He was on the seventh deck. And he fell all the way down the seven decks and then past the point where, like, the decks stop and it's just, like, the boat.
No, but here's the sick thing. He grabbed his phone.
Oh, hey, you did a real great job of putting that on silent.
Sorry, guys.
We were talking about...
Are you about to answer your phone?
This is going to sound very shitty. Can we please pause it? I wouldn't say it if it wasn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to TV.
Tech break.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe they put this on TV.
Whoa.
Nice.
Sorry about that, everyone.
Welcome back.
Who?
were wondering, do you still have any Dramamine in your system?
Oh, God, I'm so covered in drugs.
No, so we were talking about the dude.
You fell off after yeah. your cell phone?
So did you fall straight into the water?
Yes. This is. I was so scared.
So what did you think that he was going to keep his phone from hitting the water if he dove after it?
Word on the street is he was very drunk.
Oh.
But yeah, the thing that blows my mind is he totally recovered his phone.
It was fine?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. I mean, maybe.
He went in the ocean.
Yeah. Caught it and pulled the battery out.
Phone was wrapped in rice. Like sushi. Sushi your phone up.
Put it in the microwave. It works.
Yeah, dude, you gotta know. But there's a safety officer on the ship named Paul. He's a fucking asshole. I'll talk about him.
A
certain story I want to tell on the podcast pretty soon.
All right.
About Paul.
In a couple minutes or now?
Probably after this. Well, basically,
after
this
story
can be summed up with the fact that, like, Paul, like, was around when it happened, sprinted to deck 7, like ripped his shirt off and just dove into the ocean at him. And I'm like, who's going to be fine? Like, did he have
something with him?
Yeah, I think the float.
Wait, how many feet is that?
Many.
That's got to be like 7. I assume like each deck's probably like 10 feet, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's a lot. No, it's more than that. Like, this guy fell a lot.
It's surprising he didn't die.
Me too. He went to, like, he was taken to medical and no one knows whether he survived or not.
So maybe he died?
I don't. No, he was fine.
Like how high is the Golden Gate Bridge?
God, fucking a billion feet high. I don't know. Like, he definitely fell off. There was a guy who, there were a lot of weird situations with, like, going on and off the ship. Like, because a crew member did straight up jump off the ship in the middle of the ocean with the intention of dying. Don't mean to entirely.
Like, during your cruise?
Yes.
Whoa.
A crew member did that.
What was their job?
I think it was just like someone who works on maintenance on the ship, probably in the engine room or something like that. And there was a situation, this is unbelievable to me, where a person got fired and was supposed to go home in Miami and didn't get off the ship and had been hiding around the ship for the next week.
Whoa.
And they found him 5 days later.
Just wanted to hang out.
Just hiding.
That's cool.
That would be like...
Hitting a ship for 5 days?
It's like something I never wanted to do.
It's pretty good.
I guess it's a huge cruise ship. Like,
Yeah, did you have like... Did your ship have like the big like center part where like... Like I've seen like pictures of...
Did it have
I've never been on one.
Was there
before,
a middle?
But I've seen like... I've seen big pictures of cruise ships where like the decks are kind of like... around the edge of the ship, and then like the center has like
all the fun stuff.
Like, yeah, the fun stuff, and kind of has like a really high like ceiling.
I mean it was just like layers. Like the ship was just like in layers.
So there wasn't like a big like courtroom area or courtroom.
There were layers.
There is a place called the Grand Atrium, but here's the thing about
courtroom.
Was there a gallows?
There was like a courtroom. There was like a
was
hilarious
there a brig.
Yeah, there was a brig.
How many lawyers?
There was indeed
there for
a brig.
The boat. To like try people in case they committed a big old crime.
Yeah, like the hilarious courtroom section was like very big, and it was.
It's not a boat without a hilarious courtroom.
Yeah,
there was a grand jury aboard, a regular jury aboard.
Yeah, how many like, there's got the three parts of government, right?
Yeah,
and the unofficial fourth, which is journalism. So what I'm asking you is, were there any journalists on the boat?
Oh, there were approximately a journalist. He was around to cover all the fuckboys.
Was there a school?
You mean
was
there
a
blue
school
men.
Board?
There were blue men on the ship. Blue men onions.
Blue men.
The blue men. I got to sing Ace of Spades by Motorhead, backed up by the Blue Man Band.
Now, Ace of Spades starts with the.
Not
right?
The title.
The Ace of Spades. Like the lyrics. It's like the Ace
it's like
of Spades.
It's like the V8 of
the
Spades.
The V8 of Spades. Did the Blue Man Group do the thing where they play like the PVC instrument?
They did. This
now
Blue
I get
Man
it.
Show. And by the way, this is real.
You like fucking love it, right?
Yes, I'll get to that. But like, I didn't know if I'd love it because I didn't know anything about the Blue Man Group except for like what my physics teacher shouts out to. Shouts out to Mr. Fido,
shouts
my
out
physics
to
teacher.
F equals
you fucking. What?
Shouts out to F equals MA.
Definitely. He knew about that.
Shouts out to FEMA.
Yeah, shouts out to Ryan Fedua. His name was Fedua. But you fucking loved the Blue Man Group so much.
Oh, Ryan Fedora?
I love him, but he might as well have been. but like, I did. By the way, this is true. if all four of us want to, this would be a great episode of Hawaiian Feeling. I can get comps up to anything for Blue Man shows in Chicago.
No,
seriously?
Really? Yes.
Wow.
So
holy
if,
shit.
Once my friend Carrie comes back home, who works on the ship till April.
Yo.
If we all go to a Blue Man show and review it on Hawaiian Feeling.
Yes. How,
that would be sick.
How hard would it be to sneak in recording equipment?
Probably not very hard.
It'd be very hard.
Where do they play?
Not like all
it's
this.
It's in like Lincoln Park.
Yeah, it's and that's
Soldier Field.
That is the most Soldier Field. This
what
the Blue Man show in Chicago is like the most updated. The ones that are in the theaters in like the United States are the most updated version of the Blue Man show, which like are crazy.
How
apparently.
Many different Blue Men troops are there that do shows?
Are you asking for a figure?
Figure it out.
Mean.
This is a segment. Oh. This is a segment called "Figure It Out: colon Blue Man Style."
Oh, TV.
TV. This is a new TV show where we figure out stats regarding the Blue Man.
TV.
Roll the credits.
Here we go. Right. We're over. There are. Let's see.
TV
Blue Man colon
but the Blue Man, there are like five theaters in the United States to play them, and there's
only
some in,
five
I don't know, there's some in the UK too, but they also have a contract with NCL Norwegian Cruise Lines where they're on. Wow. There
I tore my MCL.
You tore up your contract with
NCL. Yeah. Well, I tore my MLB over the 3 months. It was horrible.
Oh, my God. Wow. This
is fucking crazy. Tore my arena football.
Adam got the most likely to tear his MLB award.
That's your super.
Oh, all right.
Got it.
I'm just happy to be recognized by my peers, acknowledged at all. You know, you go through a big school. A lot of times people don't even think about you ever.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, you should just go on record and say that, yes, this did happen.
All right. Wow. All right, so I'm going to go on record, and yes, this did happen.
You're tearing your MLB?
Yeah.
Okay, off record.
I'm most likely to, which was a good call, everyone, because I did.
Adam, off record.
Okay.
You're not lying, right?
No, I tore my MLB.
Okay. Okay, back on record.
Mini little
crazy.
Butt.
Yeah.
Damn, his mini little
my
butt.
My mighty though. Little butt.
Mean little butt.
But yeah, there are a lot of ship stories that will kind of weave
ships?
In and out.
Oh, ship stories.
Not ships.
I forgot you're on a ship.
You fuckboy.
Right.
By the way, we have a lot of questions.
Let's answer some questions. People haven't been able to learn a thing since the ambiguous pizza party.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So it's finally, we're like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who always talks about how STEM is so important and you need to keep learning. Well, teach.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So please,
on the record.
Hopefully, you know,
but hopefully,
if there are some STEM questions, make sure those are weighted a little heavier. We get to those.
If you guys have any stem and leaf plots you want to show us, definitely let us know. And by the way,
if you have any character bubbles, character web,
character bubbles.
You want to send
have
us?
Have you guys been actively
webs?
Reading?
Was that to the whoa. Listeners?
Yeah,
yeah, they have.
Oh, thanks.
You were on the ship. Yeah, I've been checking in.
Yeah,
they've been reading statuses online,
for sure.
Comments
yeah, for
we've
sure.
made.
Hello.
By the way, we have all been, it's not just me who's been doing stuff. We've all been doing things over these 3 months, and I'm sure it'll come out. I just realized we left that loose end.
Yeah, let's just be natural.
Questions.
I think it'd be a really fun aspect if, like, for this part, like, when you're asking the questions, I'll make your voice really crisp. And then I'll turn it back to normal when we're answering.
That could be fun. All right.
Ready?
Anthony this,
okay. First question. Does it sound insane?
It sounds crisp.
First question. This is from Charlie, friend of the show.
Hi, shout out.
And this is also apparently from his friend Brockdown. I don't know if you guys remember Brockdown.
Oh, I remember Brockdown.
From season one.
He was friends with Chuck Z.
Jumana Jaja. This is going to be a question that is...
Okay, well, this is editorializing, so I'm going to turn you back to normal. Born, it's a quote.
Oh, here's the quote. Crisp. Hey, Hawaiian feeling, what should I see in Barcelona? Now, I was in Barcelona recently. Evan was also in Barcelona.
Not in Barcelona. Almost.
Have you been to Barcelona?
Sorry, Charlie.
Evan, have you been? You haven't been to Barcelona? No. Has anyone else been to Barcelona?
No, but I hear the Golden Gate Bridge goes there.
What if it was that big?
It goes over the U.S.
Can you imagine if we built a bridge that went across the oceans? We could just drive. That's a stupid.
It kind of happens.
Yeah,
but just over little parts.
Oh, that's true.
Like my little butt.
Charlie, I have a genuine answer to this question.
Here, everybody,
find a pig.
What? Okay, on three, we're all gonna say one thing that Jesus.
One thing
that Charlie should.
I don't know why.
Barcelona. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
The penguin,
a wild animal that here is domesticated.
Are we talking about the same thing? The penguin.
Mine's a little more open-ended.
You should see the penguin.
Anthony, I noticed you didn't participate.
I did. I said something insane.
What was
it?
What
did you say?
I said visits.
Visits?
Yeah. He said he visits. I was talking about Charlie. Right.
What is it? You've been there, so what should he do?
What's your favorite house there?
Yeah.
Oh,
what should he eat? Jim's house is so... known.
Why are you dodging the question? What skeletons are in your Barcelonan closet? In your Barcelona
house?
Well,
I did stay in the kookiest hotel I've ever stayed in.
The Waldorf.
Go on.
Drake Hotel.
Deep Mission Impossible quote from John Voight.
Drake Hotel.
It's like, where are they keeping you at in Chicago?
The Drake Hotel.
Whoa.
Drake, maybe I need to be a little more crisp.
But better. Genuine answer, don't stay at this place, but go see it. It's called the Hotel Mimic. And it is a mime-themed hotel. And it is European in all the ways you don't want things to be European. The rooms are hospital white. Everything's uncomfortable and stupid. Shower is perfectly visible from the bed. It's fucked up. Even in two bedroom things, you can just see the
shower. If you want a perfect shower,
it's a visible shower.
Don't have any props.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speak on that.
Because if you actually used soap, you're in like an Art of Mime hotel.
Oh, yeah, you have to fake the soap. Oh.
Yes.
That's why mimes stink so bad.
Yes, there's no water either.
But also within this hotel, all the halls are black with red lights.
Awesome.
No, it's not fun to be there. And the bathrooms look like you're in the carbonite chamber that Han Solo was in.
What it would look like if you were Han Solo in the carbonite.
You have to pee like that.
Yeah. Gray.
You go in and
kind of darkness.
It looks unconscious.
You need to believe it.
It's really sick. You go in and like a bunch of red lasers start slowly coming out that look like they're going to hurt you. And they force you to get, they pimp you to get in the pose.
They pimp
Han Solo.
You. They like totally pimp you out.
That's an improv term.
Yo.
Being pimped into positions.
Yikes.
Yeah. Go look at the Hotel Mimic. Do not. Stay there.
Just go. Is there a restaurant in it that he could eat at?
Yeah, there's the buffet.
All right.
Nice.
Hotel Mimic Buffet. The Waldorf has three restaurants.
Yeah, Barcelona is sick. Definitely just like, there's a big ass market too that I forgot the name of the actual market.
Christkindl.
Yeah, it's Christkindl Market. It's like some kind of international market, and there are a lot of kiosks.
Many of them German.
Many of them German. Fuck you, Ashley. Shouts out. But that's Charlie's question. We answer that to the best of our abilities.
Yeah. I think it would be cool if you did find wild animals that you've never seen wild versions of.
Yeah, like kind of like a snake that's super beast.
Yeah.
But there are wild snakes here.
Go see a movie.
Yeah, maybe there's like a movie. Maybe like Interstellar will be on its theatrical release there by the time you go over there.
Oh my god.
So that'd be cool.
That'd be fucking dope.
Yeah. Go eat some paella.
Thanks for your question, Charlie. Which is what
Chuck C, have a good night.
Chuck E C. This one is from Allison, our intern.
Okay.
Allison.
Yeah.
I hope it's a question about, like, what could I be doing better?
Yes, definitely. But, well, this is fucked up because her
is
question.
Your greatest weakness?
Her as an intern.
What is my greatest weakness?
Her question for the podcast is, when can I be on the podcast? You got to pay your dues to sing the blues. Now.
You have to find our chat on Facebook.
You have to hack into our chat. Because
that's the only way you'll know when we do it.
Because you never know when we're going to do one.
That's no, right. She doesn't.
We don't even know when we're going to do one. Like
what?
I don't know, yo. But, I don't know. I guess, what's the answer? When you pay your dues?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
singing the blues.
It's not like I'm opposed to having her on the podcast. It's just, she's just got to come here on time. And we're not going to help you find out when that is.
Yeah. You have to discover.
You're on your own.
You have to tap our phones, overhear conversations.
Asking questions is allowed.
Yeah.
You could ask.
You're doing great, Allison. And yeah, mucho love us from us. That's love, right?
Yeah.
Spanish.
Thanks a lot for setting up all the cables and stuff today.
Yeah.
Adam definitely didn't do that by himself while we looked at Facebook.
You guys helped because I only had two cables.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, make your bed, you lie in it.
Yeah.
Cable TV.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Do we make it to cable?
Do we make the grid? Hey, I gave it the college try.
As in, you were totally in debt now.
Oh, wait,
right?
Shit. Read that question again.
Oh. When can I be on the podcast?
All right, thanks.
You just made my tone real crisp. This next question is from a mysterious Canadian friend.
Give me like a signal when you're going to go into a quotation.
Here I go. Who is the hottest ska band in Chicago right now?
The hottest Scott band?
The hottest ska band.
Oh, Scots.
Hottest Scott band.
Yeah, like, the hottest
and I know
Scottish person.
I'm a sailor. No, that's Iron.
The hottest Scots.
What is that Hobbit Scott band?
Oh. I don't know, man. You got to check out Bilbo's Haggis.
Yeah, the Scottsdale Bagginses.
Oh, I didn't mean Scott. I meant Scott, like the first name.
Oh, the Hobbit
Scots. Check out my buddy Scott's band.
Scott's really a cool guy.
And he loves LOTR.
I don't know a single ska band that is like practicing ska
band. I don't
know
any practical ska bands.
I can name one named Still Alive.
Are they Chicagoan?
Yes. They are from the ashes of a band I went to high school with called Wastebasket. And they practice in a practice space. Also a band called Run and Punch is very good.
Which one's better?
Probably Run and Punch, to be real. Right. Do either of you guys know any hot ska bands? Hobbit Scots.
Like I said, Scott's band is pretty good.
Hopscotch.
Popscotch?
The Popscotches are great.
Hopscotch band.
Yeah, Hot's Potscots.
Pot Shots Hot Scotch Band. You should check.
Oh, wait.
There's
you should
this great
really
band
check
called
out
Grunger's Gas. Grunger's Gas.
Good Scotch
the Grunger's Gas Red Band
the
is so funny.
The Talisman of Tall Tar. They're really good.
Ringot Scorvilles.
I wish there were more.
No, I don't wish there were more fantasy bands because they're all metal.
Yeah. Well, no, it would be great if there was like a more like fucking hip hop fantasy.
It'd be great if there was like more fucking Summer of Love. Where'd you go?
Come on.
Where'd you go? I miss you so.
I have a question for the listeners. This is unorthodox. Where'd the Summer of Love go?
Hey. Oh, my God. Tell me about it. We're actually going to kind of have a question like that. I'm barely kidding.
Hello, listeners. This is Adam. So I'm here to talk to you about a little technical glitch we had on this episode. You may have heard it cut out just there. There's a funny little glitch, and when we were recording, everything seemed just fine. But I'm here editing it, and I've got to tell you that that's not the case. and it switched from using my audio interface to using the built-in microphone on the laptop. So the sound quality is not that good, and it's going to continue just the same way for an hour. So turn it off if you don't like it. Turn it up if you love it. And come back next week for an episode with the classic Hawaiian feeling latency that you love. Some people like the jokes. Some people like wrapping up our weeks. And some people just listen to that crisp audio. So, now for some more audio.
It's still working. Yeah, it's all good.
All right, so...
Something happened. Hello.
Mess up.
Team, we're not used to television.
Yeah.
We're not used to playing hopscotch with hobbits and pop blocks with hobbits. We're trying to make a Red Band trailer for all of you.
Damn. Oh, God. Ooh. Sorry. That's not going to go well with some listeners. Wasn't a joke. I just said a name. Please edit that.
Okay, buddy.
I'm barely kidding. I don't know why I said that.
Continue.
Anyway, next question. This is from Annie, the little orphan.
Oh, the little beast of the southern wild?
I fucking love that movie. Did you see that movie?
No, but she's playing Annie in the
movie. Do you like that movie?
Right?
Yeah. That's a good ass movie. Mom showed me that movie.
Isn't she Annie in the
Molly?
Remake?
Mom?
I said Mom.
Mom?
As a meanie, as a mom.
Mommy?
I'm gonna call her Mommy.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah, that would be really shitty. This question is from Little Orphan Annie from Beasts of the Southern Wild. making Chris. Chris me up.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 1, 2, 3, go.
Do you think dogs really like us? This is a toughie.
What an idiot question. Of course.
Absolutely.
I think
they're like bred to love us.
I think it's...
They
right.
evolved to love us.
I think the heart of that question is, what is a dog's like? What does a dog liking something mean?
But can you
how utilitarian is their liking?
I get what you're saying too. I think there's more to the question than what you're talking about. I understand what you guys are saying.
You're like talking about the emotion of liking something as we know it.
Yeah, like because so far the reason dogs quote unquote like us, a lot of it has to do
with domesticated.
Yeah, and we have food.
Well, why do we like it?
Well, that's why they were domesticated.
That's a great
question.
We
like anything because it makes us feel good. It's not like it's a...
No.
We just like things.
I like things I know will hurt me.
Yeah. Anthony has a death wish.
No. I certainly did used to like things that would hurt me, and now that's not true. This podcast got real. But fucking definitely... I understand what all you guys are saying. I do think it's a more complicated question because, yeah, you do have to, like... gauge what liking something is for doggies.
Well, that's what I said. How is it more complicated than that?
I think if we can, like... What's that noise?
That's fucking great.
That's awesome.
Is that like a car that's...
Like, I think
it's trying to answer.
It's liking. Because we kind of invented that concept.
Wow, dude. Yeah. That's fucking solipsist.
That kind of is. Annie, dogs like us. We do so much for dogs, and dogs need us and think we're fucking awesome. Dogs love cars. Dogs
they love squirrels.
I think, yeah.
Have you ever seen a dog wag its tail? Have you ever seen a dog play poker?
They love it. I would love to know, Little Orphan Annie, what awful circumstances befell you that make you wonder if dogs love you. That's heartbreaking.
I think if you have to know whether or not a dog really likes you, then you're just, you know...
Annie,
you're living wrong.
You're getting torn to shreds.
You have to just
right
accept
now.
What the dog walks around and does.
Annie is absolutely getting torn to shreds.
By a dog?
That's probably what happened.
Annie, Little Orphan Annie.
Little Orphan Annie.
I hope I never hear this question again.
Your dog ate her parents.
I hope you never ask us that again. Yep. I already answered it.
But can you guys understand where someone might... I'm really playing devil's advocate here.
I can understand.
With you guys.
I can understand. I think I answered it. How much do they like us?
Take that, Annie. The answer is a lot. They love us. No, the answer is not a lot, because the question was, do dogs really like us?
Does that mean, like,
so the answer is yes and a lot. They love us, and we love them.
They love, like, the HF crew.
Yeah,
the Hawaiian Felix
dogs,
squad.
Dogs love us.
Yeah, Evan's just nodding for the can't hear him. They can hear his beard scratch the mic as he nods.
Should we all be quiet and I'll turn his channel up really loud and see if it's audible? Which channel are you? Whatever. Fuck it. This is TV. They can all see it.
That's pretty good. This next question is from hyper Facebook user Andrew. This is shouts out.
Shouts out Andrew.
Yeah. Question for HF. What are your thoughts on astrology? Question number two. I assume this is not related to astrology. Favorite book? Because I would hope it would not have to be limited to astrology books.
Or like like anti-astrology books.
Yeah, we hate astrology. We only read anti-astrology books. I'll answer first. I love astrology. I love it, love it, love it. I think it's... I don't hold any stock in it, but I love it. I love the imagery that comes with astrology.
I hear Mercury's in retrograde.
Yes. Again.
Whoa, that's what I heard.
It's always in retrograde. I think it's a fun, creative way to look at your universe and have fun with things. And, like, it's also terribly intriguing, and there's a lot of great art that comes with it. I think astrology's cool and fun, but you shouldn't, like, have a ton of faith in it. What about you guys?
I don't really care about astrology.
I think obviously
it's just not interesting to me.
I think obviously there's a danger in putting a lot of stock in something that, like, you know,
you don't even get
something you can't prove one way or the other.
Yeah. So
yeah, I think I like it in the same way that I like the Catholic image.
Same.
And I like going to a really beautiful Catholic church and going to church.
Yeah.
Just because it's like kind of like this aesthetic you get.
Yeah, like the images are fun to appropriate.
Yeah.
For the people who take it really seriously, it's really fun for us white hipsters to just like take all your shit and not understand it and think it's really cool and like put it on our shirts.
Adam, you are very, I get what you're saying. You're very much generalizing.
I think it's bullshit. Like when people are like kind of into stuff, but don't really understand what it actually is and where it's really coming from. And I think it's disrespectful to the people where it originated and actually means a lot to.
I'm gonna go ahead and put out a limb. I do understand most of the things I like because I read about things and it makes sense.
What I'm saying is, like, I don't know anything about astrology. I just think it looks cool. And like,
as long as you're just saying that.
Much like Native American headdresses might look cool, but you should not wear one.
Have you ever seen me wear a cool astrology shirt?
No, I mean, like, I just think it's the same kind of thing. Like, I'm not... I think if someone did walk up with all this astrology shit and was just like, I think astrology is bullshit, I think it looks cool.
That's stupid.
That's different, though. That's what we're talking about.
That's definitely, like, someone who just found out about something and is, like, very excited to go through that phase.
But there are a lot, like... I don't know. There are a lot of people who go through their whole life being into just, like... the, like, anime aesthetic and are into, like, faux Japanese.
Yeah, like...
And that's like bad. Yeah, like, it's racist and appropriating and...
Yeah. Seven from Oprah.
Maybe there's not as much of, like, an ethnic group behind astrology, but I do think it's something that people should be careful what they do with it.
Absolutely. And, like, I definitely think that. I think, like... Also, don't get into a conversation about astrology.
Unless Mercury's in retrograde.
Yes, that's the only rule.
If you want to talk about astrology, I hear Mercury's in retrograde, so you can talk about that right now.
Yeah, we'll give you a second.
Yeah.
No, but that's an interesting point.
No, they need to talk about
it. That's an interesting point, and I do see what you're saying. I'm just saying...
Like, we need to give space for the listeners to speak while they're listening about Mercury in retrograde.
Listeners, go ahead and speak right now.
Oh.
I think that was enough time.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was
cool. Like you were on the show. This is like a Blue's Clues TV episode.
Oh, God.
Thanks for participating.
You guys probably all had great things to say. this is from... he's back for he's back for season two. Logan. We're talking
about Logan. Hello, Logan.
Logan. Glad to see the... Oh, I'm doing it.
Oh, sorry.
Glad to see the crew back in action for season two.
Oh, because he's watching us on TV.
favorite conspiracy theory, in parentheses, of a dead man?
Do we
have a favorite conspiracy theory
of a dead man? As in, like, Paul McCartney?
Favorite. Is that favorite.
I just got a lot of
That's a great
I have a lot of theories of dead men.
Yeah, I don't have many, I guess I don't know of, other than, like, that and JFK, I don't know of many conspiracies of dead men.
There is a really interesting one. Nobody really knows what happened, but there was this body that washed up in Australia, I think in the 50s.
I think I read about that. His toes were weird because of shoes?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
He didn't have pointed toes?
He had like a rare ear thing where like his ears did something that only like 2% of the population does. But basically it was a guy who washed up. Nobody knows where he came from. Nobody like said somebody was missing, and he had just one thing in his pocket. And it was just like a note with a code on it. And nobody, to this day, like 60 years later, nobody knows who it was. Like, they think they've narrowed it down to a certain group of people because he has that rare ear thing. Like, some thing in his ear connects.
Yeah, there's a guy.
The worst, yeah, nothing.
But I think that's really interesting. A lot of people think he was like a spy during the Cold War.
There's
like
a very similar thing where a guy was just found dead on a park bench and no one could ever figure out who he was. And he had a copy of like a Hindu philosophy book on him or something.
There's also that guy who was discovered, he's still alive, who was discovered behind a dumpster at Burger King, and he has like amnesia, and he has no idea who he was in his past life or in his current life, and like he has like this website like, can you tell me who I am, like I don't know who I am.
Wow. It's a guy no one knows about.
But yeah, I think the most interesting one is maybe that guy. Did you guys ever read about D.B. Cooper?
Yeah, that one's fun.
Is that a conspiracy, though?
It was DB.
I guess the conspiracy, is that he's alive.
Thing. Okay, that's not
like, these are just little mysteries.
No, the conspiracy, I guess, is that he, like, is alive, and maybe the conspiracy would be that, like, they let him get away.
Conspiracy?
Was he in hot, hot heat?
Sorry.
I guess the guy in Australia is probably not, like, a conspiracy.
I guess Area 51, that's a thing.
I'm just trying to think of ones about dead guys.
That's probably my favorite one, because it'd be like aliens.
Dude, I do like, I love conspiracy theories.
Area 51 is fucking awesome, however, it's been debriefed. Like, but to our knowledge, what else is there?
What do you mean? I mean, it's still a secret base we can't go to.
That's what I'm saying, that's what I meant by only to our knowledge it's been debriefed. Like, you can, they can say anything.
But I don't know what you mean by Area 51 has been... You mean declassified?
Declassified.
But like, we still
is a completely different.
There's still totally top secret stuff there that hasn't been declassified because we can't go.
100%.
We also can't classify it.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I drove by.
Person, mineral, plant
out front of Area 51.
Damn, black mailbox.
Yeah, it's like this mailbox that's just sitting out there and has like some guy's name on it, and it's right on the access road that goes to Area 51.
That man's name, Carl Sagan.
Yo, we're like teachers.
Give me $100.
So it feels really good to have taught you what our favorite conspiracies are.
I didn't even say mine. Mine's the reptilian overlord one. The one where just like people are like all of our world.
Is that like an awesome like New World Order?
Sort of. Yeah. It's,
oh yeah.
Is that like an NWA thing?
Yeah, NWA started it.
Well, what's your favorite theory of a dead man?
Oh god, probably.
You said you like Paul McCartney.
I do. I love the Paul McCartney theory, just because like
that was where he was. People think he was killed and then like replaced, or he died. He was replaced by a lookalike.
Yeah, he died before Abbey Road.
A mysterious man named Max came to the Beatles.
I just think about like signing your life away to be a new person.
Right.
How like
there was a movie about that made in the 60s called Seconds, starring Rock Hudson.
Yeah, like you would have to be a very specific kind of person to want to do that. I could.
Yeah.
Like,
you kind of did it in
Born.
If you have to, that's like a 24-hour-a-day job for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Like, is it worth it?
You don't like your current life enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason why I could see somebody wanting to do that. If, like, they were just completely unhappy with their life.
Yeah.
Like, the only example I could really think of is, like, spies.
Yeah.
And I think they're probably brainwashed to do it.
And there are things.
And then they probably get, like, a lot of crazy promises.
Real talk.
Yeah.
And there are things, like, there are all kinds of crazy things. This is
very much off the topic of conspiracy theories, but there are all kinds of crazy real-life scenarios where people absolutely have to, i.e. the witness protection program,
yeah.
you know, like absolutely changing everything, your name, all your information. So
yeah.
they explored stuff like that, too, in Breaking Bad.
That's not like...
And spoilers for Breaking Bad. At the end, he is, like, he has, like, a way out via his lawyer that is essentially just, like, completely abandoning everything he knows and just, like, basically, you get in a van and leave everything behind and you have a completely new
yeah.
identity.
But that's different.
But you don't have to, like, be a new person, really.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, you can still act how you acted before. You don't have to, like, become a different person that everyone else knows.
I don't think... Is there anyone who, when they do that, like, totally changes
their...
But
it's also, like,
demeanor?
You know, like, people who, like, talk about, like...
No.
People who are, like, talking about how there was, like, Saddam Hussein doubles...
Yeah.
Like, their life was to look like Saddam Hussein and, like, go somewhere to be shot.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Like, they were to go... I mean, they would basically be in, like, high-profile situations where there were probably people who would make an attempt on Saddam Hussein's life.
That's so insane.
I got it, guys. Actors do it every day.
Oh. Daniel Day-Lewis. True. That's actually... This is... One of the best questions. I like this question.
Yeah, thanks, Logan. I mean, listen to the fucking podcast enough. It's gotta know.
Yeah, what the fuck, Logan?
Great question, Logan, but I think we...
How'd you come up with such a good question, dude? What?
I'm doing an entire episode on conspiracy theories.
This question is from Molly.
Mollers.
Ahoy. Cool, Molly, I'm about to read the question. Are you going to Chris me up?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you were the one who said you're going to do
that. I was toking. Sorry.
Fog. This guy was big. Why is it assumed that quiet people like to read? Now, this is a good question because I know a lot of people who are very quiet. And this is not Molly I'm talking about, but I know a lot of people who are very quiet. And people are, like, intrigued by them. And it turns out all they do is, like, watch Family Guy. And, like, that's basically...
Well, I have my theory. Well, and I just formulated it, so feel free to poke holes in it. I think that idea is probably really old, and for a long time, if you liked entertainment, you really only had books.
Oh, yeah, it's books, yeah. Yeah, and that's been perpetuated
yeah.
throughout all time.
And reading is a quiet activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
And also, worms are quiet, and if you're a bookworm, you're a reader.
There you go. That's worms are very quiet.
Almost silent.
Okay. Answer so
question.
Loud.
New question. What is the quietest animal you can think of?
Oh my
quietest bones.
Quiet
bug.
Bugs. Bug session.
Okay, wait. Do we decide worms are bugs? We did, right?
I don't.
They are.
Bugs.
I feel like they are bugs, but they are not insects. Is what we
yes,
decided.
They're, yeah, they're bugs.
Do we? Did we talk about
insects?
Didn't we?
We talked about this.
We went
Did
over that.
We also talked about how spiders are bugs, but not insects.
Yeah.
Yeah, worms are bugs.
I think worms are...
This is such
in the
question.
Top 10... in the top 10% of quietest bugs.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
The cicada is the loudest
oh, yeah.
bug. What a hundred
crickets.
Or yeah, like crickets.
15th percentile.
Rickets.
Yeah, 90th percentile.
Yeah.
yeah, like... I don't know. Reading,
like
that is a thing that's been perpetuated over time. I found now that it's almost the opposite, where people who read a lot are very loud and love to talk about reading.
I don't think I'll ever find that.
I don't know. We all know people who, like, have very formulated opinions.
I mean, people. There are people who read a lot who are silent, and there are people who read a lot who talk all the time.
Yeah, a lot of people read a lot.
You
know, one
thing is not definitive.
I think what Adam said is probably the answer, and also, like, just reading is quiet activity, so people who are quiet, like, oh, you must like quiet things.
And reading is only for boys.
True?
Just
true?
You sound like my mom when
really?
On the 2-6
true?
Recording. True? By the way, Evan and I have a 2-6 show. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
God.
Whoa.
Anyway.
What experimental happened? Audio from Johnny's corner.
Yeah.
What's going on in the Johnny corner?
I got my my mic, and it's right now. It's very off
I'm
balance.
In there too, actually, yeah. Guys, we have a bunch of questions from one person, and then several more.
All right.
So these will plow through.
We are teachers.
I can't just let a question go unanswered.
Yeah, we're leaners. I drink leaner. This is from Jake. Hello, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
There are two Jakes that asked us questions today.
Hey, two Jakes.
Two Jakes. This one in Chinatown.
Oh! Big Jake town.
Yeah, so I'll say this is Jake K, as in Chester. He has a bunch of questions, such as this one. Are you guys true smokers?
Oh, I know.
Yes.
I know exactly what this is.
Yeah.
I knew it was when you said JK, but yeah.
This is a hard question to answer.
One time.
No, it's not. I'm not a true smoker.
I was in a war. And they thought they had a truce, but I smoked them out.
You're a true smoker. That is the best answer to that question we could have possibly mustered.
I was also there, but I was in the population of truce.
You were a true smoker.
Oh, the true smoker.
Oh, true smoked.
So yeah, Jake, that's the answer to that question. Why is the period from 1966 to 1972 objectively the best period in modern music?
Summer love.
The summers of love.
Yeah. We kind of skirted this topic earlier in this podcast. The summer of love.
It's how much? Yes. Also includes how much they love music.
You know what? Think about it. Woodstock. I wish I was there, man.
Yeah, I always say that.
Think about it. It was a festival.
Jimi Hendrix.
They didn't need more than one.
Ronald Reagan.
Fish maybe.
The war in Vietnam.
The war in Vietnam was hilarious,
dude.
It helped the music out.
Yeah. The little Bobby Dylan.
Yeah.
I would go through that whole war again, see all those people die just to get more music.
Just so I could go to Woodstock.
Yeah.
I would have another Vietnam just if I could go to Woodstock.
Music just wasn't the same after Vietnam.
Music just wasn't the same back then. I think that's a very funny thing to say. Music wasn't the same back then.
I guess.
It definitely wasn't the same as it is now. Anyway, that's why. Summer of Love. If cotton candy is so great, how come I never seem to be eating any? Do you guys think cotton candy is great?
I
like it a lot.
I love it, but it's...
I haven't had it in a long time, but I've never been, like, really into it when I did have it. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool how you lick it and it disappears.
Yeah.
Because it's embarrassing to eat.
It's not embarrassing.
Oh, it totally is. Nobody wants to be seen eating cotton candy.
I feel like a carnival or a state fair.
Unless you're with a hot babe on your arms.
Even still.
Yeah, unless you're, like, on your arms.
You see people walking around with it, and you never see people biting it because it's hard.
It's like... cotton candy, what's the like... fried dough thing that...
Wow. Charles? Charles?
Oh, you're talking about
funnel cake.
I love funnel cake.
I think you need to go to more fairs.
Yeah, that's why you're not eating any. Or go to the Davis Theater in Lincoln Square, where I once had a great time with Evan, Vince, and Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Going to see the new Evil Dead, and I got a big-ass cotton candy while I was eating the movie.
You were eating the movie?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because he was chewing the scenery.
Yeah, it's a beautiful movie.
I love when they chew the scenery.
It's a vision. But that's why you're not eating. You're not going to fairs and you're not going to the Davis Theater.
Yeah, celebrate your count.
Yeah, it's official.
Yeah, officially Hawaiian Feeling TV.
In effect.
This is so TV. And then his last question. How does Funfetti Cake work?
Well,
I don't remember
what
Funfetti
is like.
Oh, it's just got a little like dots of color in it.
It's actually a pasta.
It's just a weird pasta. That's it.
If the
boy landed in like weird parts of like fucking Asia.
Al dente, please.
Oh my god. Thanks for your questions, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
So this is
the two Jakes, Jake one.
This is
Jaquan.
This is from Jaquan.
Oh.
Jaquan.
This is from a person who has not told me their name yet. It's just a number and then a pretty cuckoo question. They just ask this. Who do you ask to play shows? I don't know.
I've never asked
promoter to play shows.
Oh, I see.
No, you're nuts.
Okay.
I thought
grandma.
Is he saying, like, if you're the promoter,
my
who do you invite
Darren
to play the show?
Wait, Evan, what were you saying?
Is it your parents?
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's our answer.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got for you.
That's
anonymous person. God. I don't know who that was. Bad answer to that question. Oh, Johnny Depp is taking a little bio break, I think.
Yo, thank you.
Didn't even request a pause. Yeah, that's him.
Was that what you were you on the ship? Was that just one big bio break?
The longest bio break in Hawaiian feeling history.
It was the longest situation. Oh, they still need superlatives.
Oh, yeah.
Most likely to tear my MLB.
Yeah.
Longest situation.
Yeah, longest situation. Most likely to tear his MLB.
God.
Johnny's has got to be biggest bio break. No, there could be
most better. Frequent bio breaks.
He is by far the most frequent bio break.
Most yeah. Reeking. Reek. Reekingness.
Most reeking stirring a bio.
Most president.
Most president bio breaker.
That's really good.
Adam, you've been saying president a lot in the term of like preside.
Yeah, I love it. Adjective of preside. Use that in your conversations if you want to get on Hawaiian feeling.
You are so president.
We'll hear about it. You're so president, dude.
Should we ask the next question before Johnny comes?
Yeah, most president reeker.
Most president bio reeker.
Johnny.
Reaper of benefits.
What?
We have your superlative.
Yeah?
Most president.
Most president bio breaker.
President?
Yeah.
Why president?
Because you preside over your,
I like the name of the Academy.
Oh! Road to the...
Is that funny?
Season 2 of One good? Feeling Road to the Oscars.
Road to perdition over here.
Oh.
Too soon. Old Aunt Rhoda's position.
Yeah. I'm still not over the fact that principal photography rapped on that movie. Best time of my life.
I've ever gotten that movie The Best Boy.
Ooh.
Isn't that funny?
He was so yeah. Depends on who you ask. This
last This question is from Jake J. Or JJ.
Alright.
Hey, JJ is finally.
I wish that's what this was.
Two J.
Why
make fun of me so much?
Jar Jar De Niro.
That's so shitty. This is from Jake J. Shouts out. Your band is pretty.
Shots out.
Seasonal menswear. Listen.
Shots hot.
Podcast question.
Oh.
Hopscotch. Crisp it up. In your honest opinion, what makes fresh fruit better than canned fruit? Perhaps you feel the other way around? Discuss. Okay.
I'm disgusted.
Discuss. I do understand what he's saying, because when I was a kid, I used to love canned peaches more than regular peaches.
I would say canned peaches are like the best canned fruit. That may mean what, like jarred cherries.
I don't really like super sweet fruit. Like I don't like Red Delicious apples. Mm-hmm. I don't like really ripe bananas. And I don't really like canned fruits. So maybe I should sit this one out.
Yeah, you're
The question was, what makes fresh fruit better?
Oh, I guess, yeah. It's less sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely more dull.
I mean,
we could talk about it, less dull, and it's all black over there.
Not dull.
It's a deep blue.
God. I only really like canned peaches, and I sort of like canned pears, too. But I also love regular pears, and I sort of like peaches.
What about plaster of pears?
I won't eat that in a can.
I make my own cans for my fruit out of plaster.
I think fresh fruit is just, I don't know, it's more fun to eat.
Yeah.
It's fun to eat the physical thing.
It feels more natural.
Yeah, you feel better about it.
Feels like original sin.
Well, to make canned fruit, they add a lot of sugar to it, right?
Yeah.
Whenever I eat an apple, I think,
original sin.
Original sin.
What's your favorite original sin?
Seeking knowledge. Was that it?
Yeah.
Was that the original sin?
Yeah. Oh,
I guess it was disobeying your Lord.
No, don't do it.
Short story. I had a
short story.
Short story.
Joyce.
Yelling at Michael.
He wasn't short. I had a history and religion teacher named Mr. Wilson, who taught at my Catholic school. And he was the sweetest, nicest guy, just kind of this bald, little nerdy guy. And,
I feel like every Mr. Wilson is bald.
Yeah, bald Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, like Wilson in Castaway was bald.
That's right.
Actually, no, he did give him hair.
He was a ball.
He was bald.
He was shaped into a ball.
Mr. Wilson just seemed like the nicest guy and just the kind of kindest, quietest teacher. Everyone respected him. But then one day he told us he used to be in a heavy metal band in the 80s called The Sin with two eyes.
Sin or Den?
Yeah. Dude, was
Sin.
Wait, do you know Sin or Den?
I've heard like Brennan say the name.
Oh, they're just like a Latino like crust band. They called themselves Raza Punk.
Was Sin bad?
Not before the first one.
But when I was in 8th grade and I found out about that, I cracked up and made a bunch of Sin shirts that, like, only me and, like, my 3 friends.
So you started laughing, and by the time you had finished laughing, you had made racist shirts.
Find any of their,
the whole time.
Did they record anything?
I didn't have access to the internet then, and I gotta look these days.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look up Sin Wilson.
So I just realized something that we didn't do that we probably should have done at the beginning.
Oh,
what? I mean, we're back, and it's pretty good to be back.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I know you guys missed.
Oh my god, Anthony's back in Deep Blue. That was an AC/DC joke.
More like Deep Blue Me. This question
is sort of like a cool AC/DC
is from my cousin Brett.
Hey, Brett.
And he is
Big Brett.
How are you related to Anthony?
He's my second cousin, actually.
Oh.
Number two.
Nice. Met him at a family reunion.
The worst second's the best, actually.
But he had he has a problem because he answered this question for himself.
Oh, okay.
That's not my question. All
right. Well, let's just give
Chris
a letter grade.
Anyway.
Huh?
Crisp Glover.
Crisps. Did you hear about the family reunion that didn't have Wi-Fi?
What happened?
Should we try to answer it ourselves?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody answer it real quick.
It's just a joke, right?
Yes.
They couldn't connect to the internet.
They couldn't. What if you can't network?
Oh, no.
They weren't able to network. They couldn't download files.
They couldn't figure out their uncle's net worth.
They couldn't go on Celebrity Net Worth and look at my uncle.
You have an answer?
No Instagram.
I got one, guys. Hang on. Keep talking amongst yourselves. It's almost there.
No YouTube.
No YouTube. No Facebook.
No Netflix.
No Friendster.
No Friendster.
The tribe. Oh my god. No DNS.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Chris me up for the answer.
Chris.
Everyone was there except Aunt Anna.
Oh.
Boom.
And then very kindly wrote, "Love your cousin Brett."
Should have made a DNS joke.
That's a good question, Brett. Thanks for writing.
It could have been a DNS joke.
This is a quick question. This is
or a DDoS joke.
Ooh, that would have been good.
Thanks for your question, Brett. This one is from Samantha from Milwaukee. What's up? I'm going to see you very soon.
All right, Samantha. How's Milwaukee?
Right,
whose question is it, mine or hers?
It's yours,
Adam. Hey, Samantha. So, there's like a pizza place I went once in Milwaukee. I can't remember what it was.
Pizza Shuttle?
Just hit
pizza
me up.
Shuttle.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it.
Wait, so what's your question?
Well, you guys just answered it. Where did I go for pizza? Where did I go for pizza?
Sam, go ahead and answer.
What?
Great.
All right, now let's hear. Do you have any questions, Sam? No, you didn't text Anthony a question.
Oh, here it is. Chris me up.
Done and done.
What's up? What are you wearing?
Anthony's wearing all black.
Yeah.
Not wearing all black, you fucker.
I would say Anthony's wearing the most interesting outfit out of all of us.
I do have
true.
All deep blue.
You look like a goddamn sage
He looks like he is about to put on some snow pants.
You look like a sand jam.
I look like Stonehenge.
You look like my shadow.
Oh, my God. Adam, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing
a short
gray or blue. Sure. Let's start at the bottom. I'm wearing wool socks.
Same.
I'm wearing gray or blue.
Good boss. Evan, it was not your turn. Same. Got these socks on.
I'm wearing wool socks.
Wait a second, guys.
So that's a problem.
I'm off the record.
We can step outside and head on that La Cucina website.
Guys, off the record, I think it kind of interrupts the flow of our comedy when you interrupt each other and kind of just like poke jokes and try to get them to stop doing it.
Yeah,
like,
it's part of our comedy.
We interrupt each other. It's fun.
Johnny, I'm going to stop here right there. We were having a sort of dynamic back and forth between each other that I thought was great.
I thought it was kind of one note and not dynamic.
Okay, I mean...
I thought it was bad, and I wish you didn't
I thought it was bad.
Outfit explanation?
No, I think it's okay if, like, you're interrupting, like, in a comical way, but when you interrupt and you're very serious about it, you're like, can we not do that? Like, it's, I feel like that's very not...
I just wanted to tell you that you were doing really good.
Thank you.
I think it's sweet that you think that.
I wasn't poking jokes.
Adam, continue with what you were wearing.
Yeah, hang on. I'm just going to continue with what I'm wearing. And so I'm wearing these.
Anthony is awful. I'm feeling. Episode one of season two.
I've got these. They're called Broken in Khakis from Old Navy. On top of that, I have a button-up shirt with little palm trees, dark blue. Guess where I got that? Old Navy.
Ooh.
And then what if I got the crown jewel of my outfit? A red corduroy short. It's a shirt.
Having a hard time?
It's like a tight corduroy. It's like a dark, deep red. And it's a button-up. Guess where I got that? Old Navy.
Old Navy. Tell us about those glasses, too.
These glasses are one of a kind.
Damn.
I believe the brand is Oliver Peoples, if that means anything to you.
Mario Van Peebles?
Ario
Speedwagon?
Van Peebles? Yeah, sorry, wait. Definitely Ario Speedwagon.
Is it the Peely Brothers?
These are the Farrelly Brothers new glasses.
Peely Brothers.
That's... Chenny, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing my socks.
Your socks!
I'm wearing my jeans. I'm wearing my t-shirt.
Would you describe that?
I got from work. It says FSG Fun Day on it. And it was like a summer, like, little, like, oh, look, team building.
Hey,
cool.
What happened at the FSG Fun Day when there was no Wi-Fi?
Nobody.
No DNS.
No DNS.
No DNS. And I would have a sweater on, too.
No DNS.
I have a hole in my sweater.
Oh.
Oh, would you describe it as a Crosby sweater?
Crosby.
Oh.
Crosby sweater.
That's right.
David Crosby sweater. We're a couple of sweater boys over here.
Hey, what about you, Evan?
I got the sweater that I just mentioned. The wool socks that I mentioned earlier.
Wait.
Yeah,
I'm talking to work.
What?
Say that again.
I said... also...
Wait, what socks are you wearing?
Wool socks. I'm also wearing...
Oh, sorry. Wait, Anthony, you're going to come out on top of this because his mic's starting to sound all shitty and fuzzy.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's dying.
You need to take a tech break?
What happened to us kicking Anthony off the show?
He came back.
Go on.
I didn't kick him off. He just left. Yeah, go on. No, we're not going to fix it. You just have to talk in that shit.
I guess.
Oh, it sounds good now.
Oh, hey. I think that... Well, I'm wearing this shirt.
Sam loves this shirt.
Sam, you see it?
This TV?
I think that's all.
I'm so glad we upgraded to video.
Yeah,
we look great.
Anyway, that's what that was, Sam.
You are
next question is from Julia.
Yeah. Wait,
JB?
Did we go over your outfit?
We did.
Okay.
Deep blue, long John.
He's wearing a single deep murk.
He looks like he's ready for a snow adventure. You look like you're getting ready to go on a frosted sportsman's retreat. You got it.
Going on a frosted sedman's retreat.
Oh, the show was Sedman in the Sedman house in Oprah Manor.
Oprah Manor.
So JB asks, "Crisp me up."
Oh, I was just thinking about Stedman.
I love Sedman. Okay,
If you had to drop everything and leave the U.S. today, go someplace different, and create a whole new life there, where would you go? What would you do? Holy cow, this is going to eat up time.
Yeah, we kind of...
Also, it's so apt.
We kind of talked about witness protection program and spooky change your life.
Yeah, anywhere
damn,
else.
Peanut butter and jam.
I have to make a whole... I don't have like, any help with this. It's just like... Packed up my bags. I am what I am, and I just gotta go.
Let's not go just for the sake of time. Yeah. Let's not go so deep into like our lifestyle there. Let's just say where would we go and what is like the main thing we do.
It's pretty tough. And it has to be a different country.
I am what I am.
No America.
No America. Guys, America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like a truck. Oh, sorry.
Nice. Truck everlasting.
Now, I'm just, you know, before we all answer, I'm just going to remind all of you guys of, like, and the listeners and everyone, just a place we could go, like, London Town.
London?
Sure. You could go to,
Dairy Town?
Toronto?
Dairy Barn.
I just want to get some places in mind.
You go to Tank.
You go to, Peppermint's Peak.
Go to... Go to Kubi's Corner.
Go to Kubi's Corner.
Mm. You can go to Club Zephyr.
You can go to you can go to Zimmerman Heights.
You can go to Graham's Garden.
Electrical Audio.
Live there. I think I know my answer to this because I think I visited one of these places.
Gungi's Dungers?
Yeah, Gungi's Dungers is a great place.
That's what I'm saying.
Gungers, Dungers.
Okay, I got a question. Who's Gungi and what are Dungers?
Is that for Samantha?
I didn't name the place, man.
Julia, though.
Alright.
I think I visited one of these places when I was on the ship, and by I think I know, I definitely know I went there.
Grand Cayman Islands?
I'm gonna go ahead and say Madeira, which was. It was an island. It's, oh god, who owns Madeira?
Completely
it's a Portuguese island, but it's like it's where Cristiano Ronaldo is from. But just like when I stepped off in Madeira, and I'm not just saying this is like any island, because this job has led me to see like a weird amount of like little islands. Yeah. Madeira is like a beautiful and kind of mysterious place. It's really amazing, and it seems like a place where people might go to like start a new life, like you escape your previous life and now you're just an island person on Madeira. But it's also like, it's not island in the way that you'd think of it. Like all the sidewalks are like this like crazy detailed tile, and it's like super bizarre, and there are like these beautiful rolling hills, like all this stuff. And I would love to go there and probably fish. I'd fish all day, and then my job would be fisherman, and I'd fish. That's it. I'd live in Madeira, and I'd fish.
All right.
What about you?
I had a couple going in my mind, right? I was thinking, like, well, I could be sick of just being, like, Tokyo. Why not? But then I was also thinking, like, but maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I would want to go to, like, Costa Rica. I suppose it's got one of the biggest expatriate populations from the U.S., like, growing. It's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then it hit me. Eden.
Hey,
I would be with God in the garden before the fall.
Wow.
Before original sin.
Yes.
Your concept of original sin has been woven deep into the life of the We'll find out why, I'm sure.
We
two
love
devils.
Two devils?
Yeah,
two devils. That's deep back. Okay, but you'd be in Eden?
I'd be in the garden with God.
What would you be doing?
Pleasuring? Oh. Yeah, I would just be pleased.
Feeling actively pleased. Okay, what about you, Johnny?
I don't know. It kind of makes me sick to my stomach to think about leaving the greatest country in the world.
America! You know, like a donut?
I haven't been to Europe, and I feel like I would want to live in a European country.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know.
Like, I've never been there, though, so it's hard for me to say.
I should pick for a Zanzibar guy.
I think a tropical island would be fun. I think I would rather live around the mountains. Like, I would say Montana if I could say America, so I'll say the next best thing, which is, like, the Canadian Rocky Mountains.
Sure. Dude, islands are just mountains that start in the water.
Dude, I'd be in the goddamn Swiss Alps.
That's right. Yeah?
Yeah.
Matterhorn.
Yeah, if I were to pick a mountainous place to live, definitely.
Have you been out there?
No.
I mean, these are places I've been.
Sure,
I've been to the Canadian Rockies. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Can't go there.
Ooh. Yeah, but some cool mountainous region.
I wouldn't want to live in, like, Western Europe or the UK, I don't think. Like, just from what I've
living in the UK.
Yeah, I would not want to do it. I want to live in, like, some weird place in, like, Turkey or, like, Latvia and haggle all day. And just, like,
fish.
Fucking crack.
I would fish and haggle.
My life is starting to sound pretty dumb, but, like, I would fuck with
just
that.
Just get a motorcycle.
I would love to, like, disappear in the woods of Transylvania. And, like, squat a castle.
You
want to find me
for the rest of your life?
It's a fucking,
for sure.
It's a fucking
like,
bad idea.
Oh my god. Yes! I still make music. So many bands and shit.
Yeah. Anyway. I just feel like haggling and fishing and doing nothing else.
Evan, I think you'd be surprised at the amount of things I feel like I'd be comfortable doing for the rest of my life.
Maybe.
Sounds like a dumb thing to say, but I do mean it. And by I think I can do it, I really mean I think because I don't know. But like I'm pretty confident. Anyway,
all right,
go on with you.
West Bank.
West Bank. If it were somewhere I was gonna be for the rest of my life, and like I don't know, it would have to be. Somewhere, it's weird to say, but it would have to be somewhere where everyone is white, because if I were to live somewhere where I'm very conspicuously of a minority skin color, that's just something that like would stick with me, like you would always be looked at as someone who's
like
a different person.
You do not like you're here for a sport.
Right.
It's something I found a lot with countries that we cruise to.
Right, yeah. You're just kind of looked at as if, like, I don't know. If you're not really obviously a tourist,
like you're an outsider.
Right, yeah.
Is part of the question that we, where we go, we stay the rest of our life, or is it that we can never go back to the U.S.?
I'm going to, like, she didn't say anything about that, but she said create a whole new life.
Yeah, it sounds like something really bad happened and you have to go.
We should assume that something horrible has happened
as
to all of us.
You can be a whole new Adam.
Yeah. But I can't come back.
You drive straight down into America or fly into it.
Evan, how are you not just saying Iceland? Like
I wouldn't want to live there. I think I'm pretty adamant about keeping that as just a destination in my life and not a place that I
don't become used to it.
Yeah, I don't acclimate to it. I don't like.
So you can just do this again after if you get sick of it. Make a whole new life.
A third life?
So far, I guess for the most part, we've been operating under the assumption that you have to stay there.
Yeah.
For at least an extended period of time.
Yeah.
I would say something like Switzerland, where.
But then, like, you could also, like, go on vacation and, like, return.
Switzerland, where, like, everything's great.
Yeah.
No
just
problem.
Like, socially, everything is in, like, as far as, you know.
Yeah, well.
For one thing, I could make a lot of use of, like, I can constantly use, like, 3 or 4 different languages all the time.
Yeah. Mark my words, Evan.
Yeah, quit showing up.
In 2015, something horrible is going to happen at the Large Hadron Collider. You're going to wish you had never moved to Switzerland.
And you're going to be such a dumbass.
And then, and we're going to fucking laugh.
I guess there's a big risk moving to Switzerland
yeah.
to the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
We got Fermilab, right?
Because it's so big.
Yeah, that's scary, too.
Fermilab is a couple particle accelerators.
Yeah. You're not safe anywhere.
Okay, we get it. You guys are geniuses.
Boy geniuses.
Anyway, I feel like we've answered that question.
Yeah.
Dira,
Eden.
What was yours, John?
Canadian
Rockies and fucking Switzerland.
You know what I'm doing in Eden? I am not eating an apple.
Okay. This is another question from Julia. What is your least favorite sound in the world?
Probably when, like, my friends on Why I'm Feeling go, like, ooh.
I'd say my favorite is the alarm that was on the ship.
Least favorite?
My least favorite sound in the whole world has got to be the emergency alarm that was broadcast directly into my ship cabin whenever there was a drill. So just everyone's on, wake up in the middle of the night, be testing things out.
What did it sound like?
Seven times, and then the seventh one was held out. So like,
can you do them all together?
Oh no. But that's what that was like. What about you, Adam?
A knock at the door.
Damn.
But honestly, it's so annoying because when someone calls me, at least I can pretend to not see it. But like, if they're knocking on my door, it's like they probably know I'm here and like they came here. Mm. I can't just be like, I can't just ignore that.
Yeah, you can.
But it's like they want something now and they want me to give it to them now.
Give it to me.
And that's what I find annoying.
Johnny, what about you?
Give me a text.
Probably when I'm just home alone and I hear a
TV. And it's the television?
The TV.
Mm. What about like the sound?
It might be
Republicans.
Like historic.
What? Republicans?
Nice. Historically, I think it's probably the fire alarm at my elementary school.
Yeah.
It's what bothered me the most in terms of like a sound in my life. But like if I heard it now, I probably would be scared. But back then, it was just like, it was the loudest thing in the world.
And if a fire truck's coming into your school, you can't be there.
You're not gonna shut up.
Yeah, that was the only thing that made me happy was when a fire truck was coming into my school.
Evan, what about you?
I don't know.
Is it a middle C?
A blade, a razor at your against your throat.
I hate the whisper of sand.
I do.
Does it sound like styrofoam going together?
I don't mind that. I mean, it's bad.
Like, a car crash.
I have friends who are they physically can't hear that sound.
Yeah.
Or they sound like convulsing.
I do hate. Johnny and I have the same phone, and all of the alarm tones on it.
Oh, yeah. The alarm tone is like, it's like tritones.
Yeah. But they're all like really sharp, like someone took a microphone and put it right onto like a block and like an actual bar and started hitting it. They're all like that.
That's
like
terrible.
It's miserable.
Truly terrible.
And there are like 20 of them.
Shit, my least favorite sound? Is the beautiful lines of Shakespeare performed badly.
That's so real.
You are so cultured.
Thank you.
Can we stop for a second? You are a genius.
Thanks. I just can't stand when someone flubs the bard?
Is that the term?
When someone butchers the bard. That's my least favorite sound.
Oh God.
This question is from Julia Bard.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said you remember the podcast. Anyway, that's that question.
Wow.
We still have three more questions. Sorry.
That's cool.
Sorry. Hey, it's our first app.
Damn. Yeah, we got a lot of catch up on.
Yeah, we're still going to go for like another hour.
This is from Wesley.
Hello.
Snipes.
Hello.
Wesley Snipes.
This is from Wes.
49.
Wild
Fall
West.
Movies. Blade. Fall movies?
What's your favorite fall movie?
My favorite fall movie.
When will the fall of movies happen?
Have we talked about that? Here, Chris me up. This is a question that admits it's not a great question.
All right.
Can't wait.
I would like to know your thoughts on the word propriety specifically and any other... No, he meant propriety specifically and any other super weird word. Probably not podcast material, but whatever.
Propriety?
Yeah.
Like, not as good as proprietary.
Yeah, proprietary.
Propriety? Drop some P's.
What does propriety mean? Like priority?
It's just like
copyrighted?
Something that's
privileged?
Important to something.
I think it's like privileged information. Or is that proprietary?
I think it means proprietary.
Propriety?
I know proprietary.
I think he means proprietary.
I think it's like...
I think propriety might be something.
Propriety.
Oh, so like my proprieties.
You gotta get your proprieties.
Oh, so like No. The proprieties.
Propriety is the state or quality of conforming to conventionally accepted standards of behavior or
morals. Oh, so different from proprietary.
Yeah, so his propriety is top notch because he's just like everybody else.
Yeah,
because
he asked a question. Everyone asked us a question tonight.
Whereas I think it's like...
Oh, okay, so it's like being proper.
That'd be a good word for the
cool.
Decency.
For what?
The spelling bee.
Propriety. I have some questions about your spelling bee, by the way.
Spelling, right? So I'm going to win.
What are your questions?
Well, a smile on your face right now.
Like, so you know, in a spelling bee, usually, like, you ask a question, and you can ask questions back, like...
Yes.
What's the definition? What is, like, the language of origin and stuff
that
like that?
That one we're not doing.
You're not doing that one.
Not doing origin.
Oh, that's going to fuck me up.
That's a pretty big fucker.
Yeah.
Are the origins of words in dictionaries?
I think so.
Sometimes.
If you have, like, a big... Are you going to get, like, a big book?
Everyone's going to have a dictionary. And not everyone. The three judges are going to have dictionaries.
Are you judging?
No.
Oh. What are you doing?
I'm hosting and doing poetry.
Okay.
You're doing propriety.
Yeah. We should answer this question. Yeah, it's a fucked up word list.
It's got some P's.
What do I think of a word?
Yeah, what do you think of
that? It's sort of like a vowel consonant to your word.
I think that word is too close to a lot of other words.
Definitely. It's a confusing word.
It's a word I've never actually heard somebody use before.
All the letters are too close together.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Don't like it, Wes.
I don't like it.
Anyway.
It's not a very good word.
This next question is from Emily.
Emily
Scott.
She's in the Scots band. Can you Chris me up?
L. In a second.
Scott.
Why?
Question for podcast. What was your favorite movie as a kid? Would you still watch that movie today?
It's a Wonderful Life. Yes.
As a kid?
That's Evan.
So.
I never saw it as a kid.
Yeah, I grew up watching it every year.
Are you a kid until you're 18?
Yes.
There will be blood.
The Matrix Reloaded.
Actually,
no.
I don't know what favorite movie.
The movie that I hold the most memories to, mostly because me and my brothers would just watch it like
I think I know what you're gonna
say. A bunch of weeks. Rookie of the Year.
Oh, not what I was thinking. Mr. Deeds is what I
said. That's another one. But those two, I would say. Mr. Deeds and Rookie of the Year. Mostly Rookie of the Year. I've seen that movie probably more times than anyone else on this planet.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bold claim.
Goodness.
No. But I love that movie to death. And me and my brothers used to watch it multiple times a week for a lot of our childhood.
That was good.
And it's Chicago-based.
Oh!
Chicago.
What about you, Adam? This is actually a hard question. I'm trying to remember what movies I liked when I was a kid. Yeah, right? Probably like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Actually?
Yeah, I guess like Lord of the Rings came out when we were only like, or at least I was.
Yeah. My aunt's was like from middle school.
Yeah. And I think I was 11, 12, and 13 when Lord of the Rings came out, and I don't know if I loved anything as much as I loved those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe those. When I think kid, I think like.
Do you still like them?
Lord of the Rings movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like the Hobbit
movies. Yeah. Yeah, the second one's okay.
I didn't see it. I do not like
all of them are so much worse than Lord of the Rings movies.
Yeah.
But the best movie ever made came out this year, and that was Interstellar, and if you don't agree, I'll fucking fight you.
I didn't see it. Yeah, because it was on the ship. And I want to very badly.
Yeah, I've seen it on IMAX.
I heard movies all get better.
Running out of time?
Is
it still playing?
I hope so. My answer, I guess, is the movie Brazil. Brazil was like, I got it in the library. No, my dad got it in the library, just like on a whim. Just a weird Terry Gilliam movie. He didn't know anything about it.
Wait, this sounds great. Let's act it out. All right, here's my library card. I'd like to check out this movie.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know what this movie is?
No.
No, regardless, I would like to check it out.
Maybe did I ask you for a review?
My son loves this. The wonderful city of Brazil.
I love how your dad is...
Okay, well, here you go, you fucking idiot.
I love how your dad is three men.
My dad is three heads.
My dad is three men.
Father, son, and Bob Dylan.
Holy ghost.
Damn.
Jack White did say something along the line. He said he has three dads. His biological dad, his spiritual father, and
Bob Dylan.
Nice.
And I'm just like, fuck you, bro.
Dude, he is awesome. He's so cool.
He could not be any more down to earth and cool.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Like, did you ever see him just be like cool?
But I think my second answer, I think one that is more so from when I was a child is Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein made me laugh. Young Frankenstein, like The Naked Gun, were just like movies where every single scene was hilarious.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of like doing this more towards like when I was like a child.
Yeah.
What gave you the most joy? Just
I would put Hook in there too.
Yeah.
I actually never saw Hook until like I was like 18 or 19.
Really?
Yeah, and it was too late for me.
I
thought it was just like okay.
Yeah,
I feel that. That's a great question, Emily. Thank you. Last question.
Last.
This is from Kenny.
Kenny. It's gonna be a problem.
Whirl or wave.
One of the best questions we've ever gotten.
Which member of the podcast is the biggest System of a Down fan? Okay.
Ooh.
So I do really like System of a Down.
I do too.
I've
never liked them at all in my whole life. So
count Adam.
Adam is
out. We'll chopping block Adam.
Yeah. I'm on the cutting room floor if you don't mind me, do.
I definitely like System of a Down. I don't think I would say I love them, so I might be on the cutting room floor too.
Oh, God. Okay.
I say I love them.
I think I love them, too. So how do we determine who's the biggest fan? Have you ever bought a CD?
Yes.
What CDs?
Well, I don't know about me personally, but I at one point owned the first four.
Oh, okay. If you...
I had
two, but I bought one.
I would like to toss a chunk. And that is... We're trying to figure out who is the biggest System of a Down fan, and if I am not mistaken, Evan is the only one without a superlative.
No, you know what? You can't just throw this at me as a pity
superlative. I guess also it didn't happen in the gap.
Most earned this moment.
But most likely to chop suey.
God.
Yeah, that's bad.
I think the most likely superlatives are weird because, like, he was most likely to chop suey over the break. Like, he did not.
Or finding out about him now.
No one else was as likely.
He was still superlative.
Were they most likely to do that over those
three?
Oh, God.
Evan was the most likely out of all of us to chop suey.
That's a good one.
I don't mind that.
All right, now continue the debate. See, because he had two.
Well, you had I bought two, but you had received four. So what makes the bigger fans?
Doc, do you know all their names?
All of the names of the records?
All of the members.
No, I know Surge and I know the other.
Surge.
Do you know all four of them?
I think so.
Name them.
Surge. What?
Derek Tonkian.
Yeah.
Darren Malakian, who played guitar.
Darren Criss.
What?
Darren Criss? I think he's like fun
clean. Nice.
Damn, what the fuck?
John Dolmayan, who played drums, and Chavo something.
Dolmayan, if I do.
I think Evan might be the biggest system of
that. You are. If you know all the words and you had four.
I don't know if I know all the words.
He knows all the words that comprise their names.
Do you know all the words of Chop Suey?
Yeah, probably.
Could you,
What about BYOB?
I know all the words of Chop Suey.
I think I do know all the words of BYOB.
BYOB is hard for me. There's so much going on.
I watched that live on SNL when he yelled fuck.
Nice.
Oh!
It was awesome.
Can we bleep that?
Anyway, yes, Kenny, Evan is the biggest System fan.
Yeah, and he is most likely to Chop Suey.
Most likely to Chop Suey.
Thanks for all your questions, everyone. What time, how long have we been?
We're at an hour 40.
Wow. Okay, we should wrap it up. I feel like talking about what we've been doing is just going to take a very long time.
It's going
to be what we're going to do.
Yeah. Well, how where are we at right now? Wait. Adam, do you want to ask me the rest of your questions about the spelling bee, and then we'll do that?
I feel like that might have been it, but then if you're going to do the origin,
so how are you sourcing the words?
Word lists online that are like study lists for the big national spelling bee. I forgot it.
Gotcha. Maybe, you know, by the time this comes out. It'll happen. The spelling will happen.
I will argue one.
Evan is very confident he's going to win.
If I get there before everyone fills out all the spots.
You should get there early because I think it'd be fun if you competed. And Adam, Spencer is so goddamn confident that you would win in a heartbeat.
It makes me feel pressured to like compete in the spelling bee.
I would like you to, if you're, one, I'd like you to be there. I would like everyone to be there. But two, if you were there, I would really hope you'd compete.
But now it's weird because there's someone going around. No, he had told, I think he had maybe told me he told you a while ago or something.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, great. Well, now there's someone going around telling everyone that I would win.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what if it's just like...
He just told me. He's not telling everyone.
We're telling everyone right now.
Well,
yeah,
we're telling
everyone.
The spelling bee will have already happened.
Yeah.
But let's kind of dig into what we've been up to, like, as of very lately, I guess. We haven't done one of these in a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Adam, you want to start?
Sure. Well, no time like the present. That's what I was saying.
That's true.
So,
say something. Have to have been doing something.
I gave my plant away because it was dying.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What put on a plant?
I don't know. It was some kind of palm.
Palms?
But it was not getting any sunlight.
Oh.
And so I had a feeling it was going to die, but I was like, let's just ride this out. So that's not in my room. So there's a space in my room where once there was a plant.
Mm. Where once a plant was, a plant shall remain.
Anything else? Giving away
once a plant was, where once a plant remained, it shall be again.
You always a plant will remain.
That's really good. Adam, you gotta talk.
Alright,
what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I'll tell you what I've been up to my neck in.
What?
Girlfriends?
Girlfriends?
Stress
balls.
Yeah.
Stress balls. Sorry, I'm interrupting you when I'm asking you what.
No, that's okay. Reading a book.
What book? Battlefield
Earth. Mason and Dixon.
Oh.
By Thomas Pynchon.
Yeah.
It's really good. I've never read any Thomas Pynchon before, and everyone says you should not start with that one, but I said fuck the haters.
Fuck the haters.
And it's really good. It's really funny.
Yikes.
Anything creatively you've been doing lately?
Yeah, I've been, like, keeping it real.
God damn it.
I mean, like, a band.
What band?
Nomdi Band.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a show coming up, right?
Show on the 7th. This might... Well, that's next weekend. This will be out by then. Hey, go to the Friend Zone.
Friend Zone.
Yes.
Featuring a Tom Clon.
Friend Zone and Tom Clon.
What,
That's rad.
What's going to happen with Shoe Wool?
Yeah, we, Adam and I, are recording some stuff for this record I'm coming out with in the name Shoe Wool. Adam's playing bass on the record, plus whatever you want. I don't know. I just got back. Like, I recorded all my parts, and, at this point, we just got to get everything else. The biggest pressing issue is, like, you and drums. You and Tim Mack. Because I want both of you guys to have, like a studio for that and stuff like that. But Chris Dirtz, I think, is just going to, like, do it with Alex. Like, and I'm going to get, like, in Alex's space. And I'm going to give him, like, much time that he wants. But we need to rehearse first. And I was hoping to rehearse probably next week. But anyway, that's that. Is that all you've been doing lately?
I've been doing other stuff too, but nothing like creative is too far along to talk about.
I feel that. Goodness.
Don't wanna douse the flame. I'm like a really innocent person, I think I should say. I don't sin that much. And that's why I think I really fit in and eat it.
So vote for me.
So vote for me.
Return to Eden. Hashtag return to Eden.
Adam's return to Eden.
Adam for me.
Adam president.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Question. Why is your name Adams on Facebook instead of Adam?
Oh, yeah. Well, instead of Adam, because it's kind of funny. It's like, who's Bosarge? My Bosarge.
Wait, did you change it to Bozarge?
It is. It is. I am. I'm
it
ass,
was Skrilla.
I am
Skrilla
Skrilla Skrilla. Also, I've had a Facebook for like 6 years. I think five of the six, it wasn't my real name. So I finally decided, like, okay, like, maybe
let's
I'll
do it close
one.
Enough.
Yeah.
Sure.
I chose Orbs because all those letters are in Bozarge.
Oh, that's really good. And Skrillex.
Should have done Gorbs.
Oh, yeah, I could have, huh?
Damn.
People always call you Gorbs around the yard.
Hey, what's up, Gorbs?
Hey, Gorbs.
Gorbs.
Gorbs
is
going to
be most likely to tell you your MLB
name.
Hey, Gorbs.
Oh,
like Gorby.
So they call him around the block.
Gorby Park around the yard.
Gorby Parker.
Gorby
Park.
Hello, Gorbs.
I'll take back the mention of Shuol and segue
into
my section, which is I just like 2 days ago got back from this thing. So I've been the cruise ship thing, so I'm just like adjusting to being back. I have a lot.
Tappy.
I have a lot that I'm trying to take care of. Some of those things are more in the distance than others. The biggest thing being something you heard us talking about on the podcast, which is the spelling bee that'll be over by the time you hear this episode. But I'm really excited. It's a spelling bee at Young Chicago Authors that is also like a performance poetry night featuring myself, Danny Radovanovich, who's in my band, The Island of Misfit Toys, Spencer LeBute, who we just talked about, keep hyping Adam up as a speller. and his friend, our friend Andy Holstein, we've all put together this collection of poetry called Luck. And right after the spelling bee, which is 2 days, I'm very nervous. We're going on like a 5-day poetry stint, and then I get back. I have to do 3 Second City shows, and then start a piano tuning apprenticeship. And then basically be on the hunt for steady work, which would be tight. I'm currently on the hunt for steady work.
I'll give you a hot tip I learned. I hear 1 second of vibration between a fifth, like in the fifth,
yeah.
And one vibration per second is equal temperament.
I like that. I've heard that. Get tips.
I'll give you another tip. Make sure you listen closely because you never know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's piano tuning.
You know when a piano needs to be tuned, it says help.
Help. It says help. It sends help. That's what I commit.
The piano that needs to be tuned doesn't want to be tuned.
Oh, imagine that.
That's the hard truth.
Damn. But besides all that, like, I think next week is also... Well, I know next week I'm also having a meeting about the Island artwork. By the way, since this podcast has been gone, Island album is, like, finished. You probably heard me talking about that a lot. And pretty soon we're going to have, like, a thing that can actually be chopped around and, like, potentially put out by somebody, which is great. And then my priority after that is getting the Shuol album recorded in full and then basically determining what happens with that after the Island album is done, because I don't want to put one out before the other. I want the Island album first and then the Shuol album out whenever, because that, at this point, is whatever.
I think it's also important to say, like, Chicago, you're not going to know what hit you.
Yeah.
Anthony Sanders is back in effect.
Mm.
Tallest building is in New York now. But.
No. World One.
Sweetest
World
fella
one.
Is in Chicago.
That's me.
Prettier than ever.
You're looking pretty.
You're looking very critical tonight.
I feel critical. I feel critical.
Do you feel like everything's kind of coming to a head and something very big is about to happen and
hey, man.
Their heads will roll?
Heads are gonna fucking roll.
Trickle down, Tony.
It's gonna be a fucking bloodbath.
Besides all that
blowout
shit I'm keeping myself very frazzled with, I'm on a personal level, I'm so happy to be back. These guys threw a little dinner for me when I came back with Claire and Mom.
He came back and he brought dinner and they threw it out the window and it was fucking hilarious.
It was fucking hilarious.
Fucking threw it.
But that was great and I've just been enjoying spending time with Molly and just like hanging out, eating my favorite foods and just...
Tell it to the judge.
Yeah, man. Living my damn life.
What I'm talking about.
What about you, Evan?
I've been hanging.
I've been
working
the story
my little,
of a girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm working my little tizzy off.
Oh, I thought I knew something was missing.
I'm tizzyless.
Damn
Tizzy.
I look like Tizzy Lestone.
You look like Tizzy McGuire.
I don't know. I made some chili the other night.
Mm. Murky.
That's been real nice. Kind of murky.
A nice murk of chili.
Been eating a lot of kimchi lately. It's been, at first, made my tummy a little confused, but now it's doing fine.
Confused ass tummy. Tummy, rumbly. Please, Sam. Please, Sam out.
Oh.
I think that's all.
Have you phoned home recently?
Phoned home?
Haven't phoned home.
And when's the last time you talked to your parents?
Oh, good question. I went skiing with my dad last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Did you reach terminal velocity?
No, it was cross-country skiing, so you can't go that fast. You can go pretty fast.
Oh.
But not terminal velocity.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
All
right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that's kind of it. Donnie?
I have very recently gotten really back into photography.
Yeah, nice.
Which, I've always been really into photography, and I have a lot of, like, film cameras, but I haven't really developed film a lot on my own since college, and I've just gotten into, like, processing film, and I also got, like, a new film camera, which I've been really excited about, so I've been taking pictures, I've been going out on my own, by myself, in taking pictures around the city, which I haven't done since I moved here.
Like Millennium Park at the Bean?
Yeah, totally.
So, like, which camp do you lie in? Because I've always felt like there are two kinds of people in this world. Still snappers and pic takers.
I'm a still snapper.
All right.
Still snapping. I'm saying, even though I hadn't been that active with it since college, I'm still a snapper. Don't you forget it.
Snapping around.
You gotta know by now.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been obviously cooking a lot.
No! Hey,
can you
spell what he's got cooking?
I would make food for my friends.
I would, but I can't.
I
cut up a squash for the first time yesterday. Is that impressive?
Ooh.
Squashers. Harder than I thought.
Is it hard?
It's just there's a lot of steps that more steps than you'd think. Not just like, gah.
You know, it seems ironic. You cut a squash.
I don't know.
Do you squash
that?
A cut?
I'm sorry. Are
you too busy cutting a rug?
Dancing around?
Fuck you.
Are you sure you were too busy like cutting an album?
I wish I was cutting an album. I wrote a lot of songs while I was gone. Nothing to do about.
Is that like Trap to the Judge?
But yeah, that's about it for me. That's the interesting stuff.
That's beautiful. We all live. Wonderful.
In a beautiful world.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah, well, it depends on who you ask, guys.
Yeah.
That's the theme of this episode.
Thanks for coming to the first TV.
Yeah!
H-S-T-V
H-D.
It's been very refreshing doing another episode of Hawaiian Feeling. I've been fantasizing about this since I got on the ship.
Yeah. And also, listeners, let us know if you want us to release a completely uncompressed HD file of the episode.
Sick. Yeah. Should we call this one a wrap?
Yeah. Is there something? Oh yeah.
Hey,
no, wait, hold on. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, is there something we did to end the episode?
Yeah, dude.
And then you guys were all about to do it, and I interrupted you.
That was cool.
Bye, everyone.
HD!
I forgot about that. Shake your body now.